The chat room is now going to be reactivated, and if you have questions for Drew, you
go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Drew. Thank you so much for your share. Appreciate it. And now please help me welcome Josh E., the director of the AA Grapevine, who will be sharing on the AA Grapevine. Josh, it's yours.
Hi, thanks very much. Can you hear me, Penny?
Yeah.
Fantastic. My name is Josh, and I am an alcoholic. Thank you so much for having me today. And as Penny mentioned, I'm not the director, but a director of the AA Grapevine board. I'm one of 9 directors, and really grateful to have the opportunity to be of service in that way. I'm super excited to be here today, and I have to express my immense gratitude to all of the group that has put this conference on for the last 3 weekends. I have a huge amount of gratitude just to all the servants out around the country and in Canada who have really sort of rallied around trying to help the still suffering alcoholic in amazing ways. And like as was just mentioned, in just a couple of weeks' time, this entire infrastructure of service and meetings and communication has just exploded, and it's been mind-blowing and scary and exciting, but mostly I'm just amazed and grateful to all the efforts of all the alcoholics out there who are putting in the effort. So thank you all for putting on this conference, and thank you for having me. And it's interesting, I hadn't planned to present on this, but the question that was just posed, and I think it was also posed a bit by Billy and even a little bit by Debbie, how do we reach the new alcoholics in a time like this? And the fact that we weren't totally prepared for this circumstance. And for me, one of the things that we've talked a lot about in my experience at the conference and in general service for well over a decade now is how do we do that online? And for me, that answer has always been Grapevine. We have a publication that's meant to be an outward facing expression of our experience, strength, and hope. And we've been having these conversations for decades because they're really complicated issues. But then when we find the circumstances that we're surrounded in now, where urgency and need outweigh fear, we start to find a way. And it's really been spectacular to watch. One of the pieces that I was thinking about in preparing for this talk was just how long that conversation has been going on. So I went to the Grapevine Archive, which I do often, and found tons of these old articles about being online and in AA. What we're doing right now is not new. It's just always been in the fringes. And through necessity, it's become the center of the roof. I found an article from 1993 from a person in Oklahoma that says, I'm now connected to 3 international meetings on FidoNet. And I understand there is another quote unquote meeting in the health and fitness forum on CompuServe. Some bulletin boards also maintain local areas reserved for AA and recovery discussions. I can quote unquote get to a meeting anywhere there's a phone plug for my modem and talk to drunks all over the world. There's also a special kind of anonymity in sending of computer messages, even though I use my full name. It aids in honesty, in expressing myself, and in the feedback I get from the members of these groups. You know, and in 1996, in May, Grapevine put on an entire set of questions out to online AA members, and I'll actually show it to you. It's really interesting. It walked through a lot of it was basically a survey of online AA members that was published in an attempt to talk about, you know, what it is you're doing online and is it dangerous? Look at this. Is there a danger that some people will replace face-to-face meetings with online ones? And, you know, so for a long time, this idea of meeting in the way that we're forced to meet now is considered a danger. And we went to the degree to really investigate that with our magazine and actually publish the experience of the people doing that. This is one of the beautiful things about Grapevine. It directly reflects our fellowship as it's behaving in the moment. And another one that I found that I really liked from October of 2002, this is from a lovely woman named Ruth. It says, Dear Lamps, Lamplighters, for some of you who may know, is an old online group that's been around for a very long time. It was one of the early online meetings. This woman says, "Dear Lamps, all of you know how important online AA is to me at the age of 84. I sure hope all aging alkies learn to use a computer. The perverse part of me is that all of the online AA I've tried, I like Lamplighters the best. I like the squabbles, the streakers, the spammers, the spies, the disgruntled ones, the horrified, super serious AAers, the dissidents, the jokesters, and especially the new newbies with one day of sobriety. And I read everything, !!! No filters, no general deleting, sometimes scanning, very often getting behind. It seems more like the AA I know, and I still like some drama in my life. I'm not dead yet. I am totally convinced that Lamps is here to stay in spite of some growing pains. And I'm positive Dr. Bob and Bill W. would approve and are looking down from that big meeting in the sky, giggling and laughing at our struggles with this media. I pray we just keep doing what we're doing. AA love, Ruth." You know, so for decades, I think we've been having this conversation, and I'm really, you know, a shining light of all of the challenges that we face right now are very rooted in, you know, the silver lining there is that we have been pushed through this hole that we've been really scared to. We've had that door crack of potential willingness, but we really had to kick that door open. And I'm so excited, personally, having participated in so long and having that as a discussion point that didn't seem like it was getting a lot of traction, to see how far we've leaped, I guess, since this all started. So with that, I just want to say, you know, in one of the first editorials written in Grapevine in 1954, Bill described Grapevine as a lighted lamp. He talked about how this little newspaper called Grapevine might share its rays of hope and experience forever and have it fall upon our current day life and one day illuminate every dark corner of this alcoholic world. You know, Grapevine is and has always been this sort of experience, strength, and hope of alcoholics and members all over the world, really, that was shared and used by those people who couldn't get to an AA meeting. They were shared and used by members when they were at home and couldn't make a meeting, or they were somewhere remote and couldn't make a meeting. You know, and, the soldiers in World War II, at the very beginnings of our fellowship and the very beginnings of our magazine, are the ones that coined the idea that AA Grapevine was a magazine in print. So from our very beginning, we have been, you know, using it to shine a light on our groups and our prisons and treatment centers and the wars and online. One of my favorite online groups uses an article from the Grapevine at all their meetings. That's their topic. They put it up in the chat and they read it together and they talk about it. You know, and much like I've been inspired by all of you and how you have just jumped to the fore of this conversation and made your meetings online and made websites, as we just saw, and the areas that have jumped together to have assemblies about our conference topics, you know, everyone has just moved forward. I was really proud of our Grapevine office and how they responded. We have a very, very small office. Each of our staff members is really specialized in doing a couple of things, and there's a lot of work between this small group of people. And our publisher reached out and sent a note to the board and just said, "Hey, we have this idea. We want to put something like this out. We think it's important that we get material to people in need. We're not sure exactly what it looks like, but we want to kind of go this direction." And for those of you that have been involved in general service, and as you saw with the triangle explanation that Debbie gave, we do a lot of committee meetings. We have a lot of conversations, and it often can take a long time to get things done. And I'm so grateful that this group conscience was done over 4 or 5 emails. You know, the group as a whole agreed that it was something that was necessary. They gave the office the freedom to go take it forward and execute it as quickly as they could. In that conversation, I think the only real suggestion or request we made was, let's make sure in this time, we were all getting inundated for the last couple of weeks from all of these different brands with all these messages about the current situation, how those brands are there. And we really wanted to make sure that it was an expression of the service that AA and Lavinia are and what they're meant to be, And I'm really proud of how that came across in what the office communicated in the link that I think Mike has and can share, but I'll pull up the screen here as well. You know, in just a couple, 4 or 5 days really from asking permission to do this and give away this material for free, this was live on the website and was able to be shared out, you know. And this was done, to me, the line at the bottom of this says it all. Grapevine and Lavinia were created for such a time as this. And it's just a really simple sharing. We basically, you know, Grapevine, while it is part of our fellowship, it is part of our service structure, it is not supported by the money that's put in the basket. It's not supported by those service dollars that go in the basket. It's fully self-supporting through our subscriptions and sales. So this as a discussion point was absolutely necessary to just give away as a service, whether that fit in the bottom line or not. We basically opened up the online content for this year's work so far. The audio downloads are all available. More information about COVID, connections to AA, so you can get more information from AA page, connections to the YouTube page where we also posted some additional resources. You know, I am just ecstatic with the response that this received, and I'm ecstatic with the efforts that the office put forward to get up and out to our fellowship as quickly as possible. This is a new workflow that isn't completely worked out yet. You know, this is the way that I think in the future we need to be responsive to our fellowship. I was talking to our senior editor, John, yesterday, and we were talking a little bit, and I told him that I was going to be speaking today, and he said, please, please, please get everybody to write a story and send me their stories about how they're dealing with online meetings, how they're dealing with people Zoom bombing. Send those stories in as soon as possible. One of the challenges we have because we're a magazine is we've got a multiple month lead time to get stories into the Grapevine and out to the physical magazine. So if you can get your stories in this weekend, and we can get them to John, he can try and he's trying to put together a special section on what's going on now. And the soonest that can be in the physical magazine is in July. But what we've learned through this process of getting this put together really quickly, what we learned through another example I'll talk about in a little bit is, you know, this responsiveness to what's happening right now is how we hope Grapevine can grow and Lavinia can grow to act as that service to the fellowship where we can publish the very latest things that are going on, like the newspaper we were originally intended to be by utilizing tools of the internet and social media and our phones and our computers and all of these tools that we use in our daily life to be connected and in the moment so that I can take something and publish it quickly and not have to wait for that 3 month lag. You know, one of the things that came up while the office was in the middle of frantically putting this together, the IKIPA Advisory Council reached out, and one of their host committees had made this fantastic online workshop. And they, you know, it was in, the workshop was all about how to host a Zoom meeting. They were just doing it as a service. And I guess it had gone really well and they were excited. So they called and they said, hey, is there a system or a process where we can submit this and try and get it published to the YouTube page? And I said, well, the system is to submit it, but this should probably go really fast. So we got in touch with the office and said, hey, we have this thing. And they're in the middle of putting together this page that's in front of you and putting it and trying to reprogram the site and create this. And I said, there's this other thing that we can get out. I think it's a really useful tool. What do you guys think? And the publisher and the senior editor and our operations manager all agreed that it was really important. And they agreed to just take this and have it edited slightly for content, publish it right out to the YouTube page. And that exists now. It exists here on our YouTube page. It was able to go up. It's been up for 2 weeks. Almost 4,300 people have seen it. Why this is important to me is kind of the same answer of how do we reach the alcoholics in a time like this. A lot of our online presentation of Alcoholics Anonymous is intentionally and necessarily in secret groups and in private environments, right? One of the ways that tools like this, when published by our outward-facing newspaper and magazine, become really useful. For example, in my district, An old timer reached out to me who has a really small group kind of out in the country. I'm in North Carolina. And he reached out. He's in his late 70s. He doesn't understand computers that well. And he had sort of shouldered it and taken it upon himself to try and make sure that his group, small group of older alcoholics could meet. And so he and I talked a bit on the phone, but even before I could get up with him on the phone, I could email him this link directly. And he could watch this demo video for 40 minutes and get a general sense of how a Zoom meeting worked. And what's cool about that is because it's a public-facing YouTube page, I didn't have to explain to him how secret Facebook works. The gentleman's over 70 years old. He had no experience with those mediums. And to have to explain three different kinds of technology to someone so that they can get a sense of how to participate in their own home group is not always the best way to go. And because those guys had done a great service in making the video, because they reached out and tried to get it published, we were able to get this out in a public-facing YouTube link that was able to be utilized at this point by 4,300 members. And I think, you know, and was edited for content. You know, that went through an editorial process. I sent the video back and asked them to do a little bit of tweaking to get rid of some that were in there, not intentionally, but in watching the video, we caught a couple of names that needed to change, and we edited it slightly for time. So, you know, it's a process that is being worked out in real time, but both of these, to me, are examples of how we could be responsive to current situations and how we could utilize our publications and our publishing process in a not rapid fire way, but definitely in a responsive way. You know, and to do that with everything else that the office had going on between trying to get the regular magazine out and maintaining all of our existing services and preparing for the conference and then getting New York locked down. I mean, it's just been absolutely amazing, and I'm just so very proud of all of our staff. They have been working so very hard on your behalf. You know, another thought that this brought up for me was just the length of this conversation. You know, and we've been sort of future casting and talking about the future for a really long time. And my first conference as a director in 2016, I was given an opportunity by the chair to do a presentation on the Grapevine. And the goal of the presentation was kind of to look at what could Grapevine be in the future. And it really asked the delegates to imagine a completely different vision for Grapevine beyond just a magazine or a magazine and a website or a magazine and a website and an app. You know, what if we had a podcast? What if we had an active blog, social media accounts, revamped the website, added more audio and video content and increased the shareability of all the pages? What if we started to customize things by region or by event and put custom pages up, kind of like the emergency page that they put up to give away free content? What if we had custom pages like that for events like Founders Day? Or one of the conversations I'm having with IKIPAW's advisory council right now is how can we have a customized IKIPAW page that coincides with the month of that conference? And how do we do that for big events? Or how do I do that for a large area assembly or events in individual areas? How do we take this medium and publish out who and what we are in a way that is that observes our traditions, obviously, which is our guiding principle, but is also very real and very now and very diverse to the diverse experiences of AA all over the country and in Canada and all over the world. You know, and all of the ideas behind everything we've talked about today in technology and all of it and all the presentations are very central to the six sort of guiding goals that the board has given to Grapevine as a whole over our last couple years of strategic planning. The first is to be content driven. You know, that Grapevine and Lavinia need to adjust our editorial content to generate more interest in participation and subscription. We need to be fully researched in how we make decisions. We need to you know, look to the fellowship for input, current media usage and habits and how people actually receive information aside from just the magazine. One of our six goals is to get more digital. You know, how do we create a stronger digital presence to serve the AA community wherever they are and whatever they might be on, whatever computer or mobile device they may be looking at? How do we make sure that the AA message is there? You know, the question that was just asked, how do we reach new alcoholics at a time like this? I personally think that that's an Instagram page. That's a conversation that was on the agenda for the conference for this year and will be discussed. You know, I think that finding ways to take YouTube and Instagram and our website and work with our sister corporation, AAWS, and the publication of information out into the world is the way to be ready to reach the new alcoholic when they find us, because we have to be able to do that in a public forum. And in order to do it in a public forum, that has to be guided by not just our traditions, but also our process. It has to be guided through our boards and our trusted servants, but also our paid workers. And it has to be guided with within the corporate process of how the bottom of the triangle serves the top of the triangle and ultimately you publish. You know, and we had a goal to try and make things more simple. You know, how do we update our subscription models and our delivery platforms to ensure that Grapevine is easy to find and subscribe and use? You know, and to be fully informed, you know, to enhance paths of communication and dialogue between the fellowship about Grapevine. You know, five of those six goals, the sixth goal being fully self-supporting, you know, and exploring all possible revenue streams. But five of those six goals very directly relate to this conversation of how do we become the digital medium that helps communicate the message of Alcoholics Anonymous out into the world. And that is not by any stretch of the imagination a reason to substitute our magazine. Our magazine is, in my opinion, maybe it's subjective, maybe it's objective, a beautiful work of art. And that magazine is an absolutely mandatory tool in carrying the message of AA and being that lamp that Bill called it to light the way in all of those dark corners where maybe a meeting can't get to. And in times like this, we need that magazine at home. We need the website. We need all of those pieces of content to be able to share the message of AA in all of those mediums and forms, wherever they need to reach. I'm running a bit out of time, but I wanted to kind of talk about some of the things we've been doing to meet those goals. Some of them that are already underway and some of them who sadly we won't get to experience because of some of the cancellations that we've had to go through. You know, we haven't really solved all of these ideas, but one of the ways we were trying to take a first swing at a podcast was in collaboration with the Public Information Committee. We had been doing some work to try and see if we could broadcast from the International Convention with a podcast. Not a live broadcast, but broadcast once or twice a day with a sort of report out of what's been going on in different meetings and events at the conference in Detroit that we so sadly won't be able to have this year due to circumstances out of our control. But, you know, just the fact that we were having that conversation, first of all, the idea of having a podcast at the International, and second, that it was happening as a joint conversation between members of the Grapevine staff and board, and members of the Trustees Public Information Committee, trying to bring all those worlds together to put out the AA message in all these different ways was really exciting to me. It's one of my disappointments about many disappointments that I have about the International Conference being canceled. Social media accounts, as I mentioned, you know, a number of agenda items have been sent to conference pertaining to social media, and there's an Instagram account on this year's agenda. And based on the conversations I've been participating in over the last week, we're still on target to have a conference. We're working out the how and the when, but maybe that'll still be a conversation in the adjusted schedule for this year's conference. I really hope it is. I think it's important. You know, one of the other things we talked about in that presentation years ago was a revamped AAGrapevine.org with more audio and video and increased shareability. And you know, through the hard work of the office, that is, I think, where we live today with our new Grapevine. And I just want to take the last couple of minutes to show you a few things about the new website, which to me is just a really simple, clean expression of our magazine in a digital form with a lot of great, unique, customized web-only features. So, obviously a great new layout. It's very phone first. So as you, it's actually probably more phone focused, but it is, it will adjust your screen size when you're working on a phone or a tablet and you're turning into landscape and portrait mode. It has a fantastic, new layout that includes, if I go to the magazine here, you can see Each of the stories as they originally appear in the magazine can be read as normal, but they can also, the audio for those stories is immediately right there so that you can read or you can play the story. As we move forward in the future, this site is built so that that could be a video instead of just audio. All of this stuff is shareable via link. You can save it within your subscription. You know, I'm looking forward to the day when Grapevine doesn't just have to be the traditional writing that we're used to, that it could be, you know, an audio programming of two or three guys having a conversation. And, sorry, did I? Go ahead. Hello?
Now you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. I thought I meant, you know, but imagine if we got out of the format of just the audio recording of the story itself. And instead it was, not a podcast, but a short form 6 to 10 minute conversation between three or four alcoholics in Gloucester, Virginia about a subject like Tradition Six. I don't know, you know, why can't we just play and listen to a couple of folks talking about a tradition or a concept or some of the material that we collect, like what's being recorded today for workshops all over the country? All of that stuff, to me, is valuable sharing that could be carried forward through AA Grapevine, and our new website allows a lot of space for that. One of the other things that I love is we've made some changes now. When I click this, it's going to go to the old website design, but Lavinia.org, you'll notice at the top, aalavinia.org is its own URL. This website is entirely in Spanish. We're trying to get around, we're trying to improve our search functionality and our key phrases. And if I'm a Spanish speaker and I'm looking for Lavinia, I'm not putting Grapevine into a search bar. But what the Lavinia website URL used to be was aagrapevine.org/Lavinia. Having its own website, having its own dedication, really tries to make that a fluid and single experience for our Spanish-speaking members. Which, you know, if I'm a Spanish speaker, I shouldn't have to go through an English website to get to the information I need. And our goal in that is to make sure, that, again, back to easy, logical, based on feedback that we see from the fellow. Sorry to jump around like that, but the YouTube page is another great example. I have loved, and how quickly this has been put together blows my mind, but for years we've talked about our audio project and what to do with all those wonderful stories people recorded for us by voice. And the office has put those into these really simple videos with backdrops that you can sit and listen to, really great free audio. Another piece that they've done to try and kind of make it into an audio magazine is these are organized by topic. So there's a section of stories on sponsorship. All of these different people randomly called in and happened to share stories about sponsorship. And so those have been curated in a way to try and get it. There's a section in here, if I can find, Voices of Women. So these are all voices of women talking about a female perspective on their experiences with getting sober and how AA helped save their lives. And there's lots and lots and lots of attempts in as many ways we can experiment as is possible in how to get the message out and how many different formats. And again, I can't say enough just how small the group of people is that's doing all this work. That's it. I hit my 30 minutes, and I feel like rambling. I hope that that's made sense to you all, and I hope that you can tell just how enthusiastic I am about how far we've come in a really short period of time after a very long conversation from my perspective. The tools are continuing to grow. They're continuing to change. We are continuing to experiment, and some of those experiments don't end in a win. I was really disappointed over the last year that we've had to cycle out of our app. Our app exploration was a great one, and we learned a lot. The platform and the process we applied to get to that app was really, really limited. And at the end of the day, we don't think it was a success because of the way that the reader worked and our inability to manipulate and control that. We have gone to a new EPUB system, which is great. This new EPUB system is a new digital version of the magazine that's now live and starting to launch as we cycle away from the app. It's just a little bit of a digital reader, a little bit more pizzazz. If you want just a digital e-reader experience, this is what we're replacing that app with. And if you just want to read the magazine on your phone, the new website gives you that latitude without having to have or own another subscription. I could go on for hours and hours and days and days. There is nothing but love and enthusiasm I have for Grapevine, because I think in all times it has been a fantastic tool for AA to carry the message and to reflect the fellowship as it is in that moment. I think it's a written history of where we've been, and it could be a written history of where we're going as we adapt to technology and as we start to grow into new methods and processes that allow us to be responsive and present the experience, strength, and hope of AA into the world wherever anybody is and however they want to receive that information. So with that, I just want to say thank you very much again for having me, and absolutely reiterate, please, please, please send your stories in. I'll put it into the chat box. It's senior editor at agrapevine.org, but I'll stick it in the chat box as we start to do questions. Send them directly into John. And if you want, I'll put my email address in there. You can send them to me. But the sooner we can collect those stories, the sooner that we can try and get them out into the magazine, maybe in June or July. But also, if we can collect enough of them, maybe we can make a customized page and get them up on the website sooner than that. So as you're having these amazingly new and crazy experiences with trying to stay sober and create meetings in this space and this timeline, you know, send those experiences in so that we can reflect them out to the rest of the world. And again, thank you for letting me share, and thank you for giving me a little bit of your attention.
Thank you.